Coming up as part of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Sunday series, this Sunday, it's Drumheads with guest Tony Manfredonia at St. Mary Parish in Charlevoix on the 28th of March. And we have guest Tony Manfredonia here with us right now. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Thank you, Kate. I appreciate being here.
Now, Tony, I'm curious about this because I normally think of you as a video game composer and orchestrator. What are you doing in a percussion concert?
Yeah, so, well, I do still do a little bit of music for the concert hall. I mean, that's very much part of my output. I recently did a piece for Texas Wind Symphony. So, I mean, I'm still doing that as part of my portfolio. So for this, I knew that the Drumheads were going to be at St. Mary's Parish, which is where I work as music director and organist. So I was like, you know what? It's been forever since we've had a concert in person. I was like, I want to do something special for this. And it's also on Palm Sunday. So I wanted to kind of lean into, so this piece, Three in the Afternoon, is it takes text from the gospel and basically paints the picture of like a Good Friday. It reflects, well, the moment of Jesus' crucifixion in the Bible at 3 o'clock, you know, at three in the afternoon. So that's kind of the text and the atmosphere of the piece is kind of reflective of that.
And this is the piece that you created for this particular concert, and it's for organ, voice, and two percussionists. So can you tell me how that works out?
Yeah, so I knew that the concert was basically going to be two percussionists, and I love percussionists because they can do so many different things. So I kind of was like, okay, what could I do for them? You know, vibraphone, glockenspiel, marimba, I mean, just a slew of different instruments. And so I'm also an organist and vocalist. So I was like, all right, let's just have some fun with this. So I'm going to be on one end of the church playing the organ, and my voice will be microphone coming down from the center of the sanctuary from the ceiling. And then they're going to be up at the altar. So there's going to be sound kind of coming from three very omnidirectional, which will hopefully enhance the experience. There's still some logistics to work out, but it'll be fun.
How long did it take you to put that together?
The piece itself, if I'm being honest, I drafted it. There was one morning I could not sleep. I got up at like 3 a.m. I was like, I can't sleep. And so that whole day I drafted it start to finish. It's not very long. It's about 4 minutes. It's about a 4 minute piece. And then of course I cleaned it up afterward. But for the initial chunk of like, okay, this is what I wanted to do, was about a day, maybe a day and a half. And then after that, I cleaned it up. So I would say maybe a week of actually writing it and kind of cleaning it up. And then now it's just practicing and performing.
And that is so exciting. And it makes its world premiere on Palm Sunday. And again, this is for the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra at the St. Mary Parish in Charlevoix. That's on Bridge Street in Charlevoix. And you can find out more at the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra website, which is glcorchestra.org. Tony, to give the listeners kind of a sense of who you are, I'd love for them to hear one of your compositions that you performed here in Studio A. And it's got the best title, all in caps, by the way, which is Whoa. So can you tell us a little bit about, did I pronounce that right? Can you tell us a little bit about Whoa?
Sure. Yeah. So I wrote that piece for the Bayview Wind Institute back in 2018 as part of their Bayview Music Festival. And that piece was actually inspired by a poem my wife wrote many, many, many moons ago, sort of retelling a kind of comedic story about her horse and how, you know, her horse just kind of took off, like, you know, just it was, you know, just for whatever reason, just took off and she was hanging on for dear life. And so the piece is kind of a quirky musical reflection of that poem. That is actually going to be quite different than Three in the Afternoon on Sunday, because this feels more of a character kind of comedic piece, whereas Three in the Afternoon is a little bit more somber, a little bit more reflective. So it'll be interesting for those who hear Whoa and then come to the concert on Sunday. I think they'll find it interesting. Maybe they'll find parallels. I'm not sure.
Well, let's keep our ears open. We'll hear the fun side of Tony Manfredonia right now with Whoa. And then on Sunday, you can hear him in his more contemplative mode with Three in the Afternoon. Tony Manfredonia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me. I appreciate it.